3, 2, 1, record. How are we gonna introduce it?
Sleepy, just start talking.
Okay. Hi guys. So today, I will be doing a questionnaire with Alunair. Questionnaire with Alunair.
Yeah.
We're gonna,
that rhymed.
We're gonna answer questions together. So yeah, let's get started.
Okay.
Number one. When you wash your hands, do you use the cold or hot tap?
I use cold water when I wash my hands because it feels better and it feels cleaner, I guess. And I have like really warm hands, so I don't know. It feels better because it's cold. Yeah.
Yeah. I usually like turn it really, really hot, but I wash my hands, or unless I'm like doing dishes or unless I'm like there's a mark on my hand that I'm trying to get off. Like if I'm just washing my hands, I usually wash my hands pretty quickly. So even though it's hot, it doesn't actually get that warm. But if I'm like cleaning something and then it gets really warm, that's like my favorite thing ever. Cause it feels like warm and it's like I'm burning off all of the evil from my hands. Yeah. Okay. Number two. If you had to be straight / gay for a day, whichever you're currently not, what celebrity would you most like to take on a date?
Oh, I know this one. I would take Joseph Gordon-Levitt on a date because he's really hot.
He was in my dream last night.
Really?
Yes, you just jogged my memory.
Did you marry him?
God. No, we were taking like acting courses together or something. And I think he was giving me like critiques and I was giving him critiques, and I had like this moment where I was thinking like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just critiqued Joseph Gordon-Levitt, whatever. And yeah, it was a dream moment. It was weird. Okay, for me, I have so many like celebrity girl crushes on girl celebrities. I mean, you gotta love Scarlett Johansson, right? She's just freaking gorgeous.
Especially when she's being Black Widow.
Yes, especially. I feel like there's a really good one that I'm like not thinking of, though, that exists, that I can't think of. Whatever, I'm sure it'll come to me later.
Okay. I'll ask the next one.
Okay.
Number three, what is the biggest injury you've ever sustained, and how did you do it?
As far as like bone things, I sprained my wrist once and didn't give it time to heal like at all. So it kind of just stayed sprained for a long time. And as far as like flesh wounds, I guess. Once when I was really, really little, this is like one of my earliest memories because it was so painful, but my dad was fixing the oven, and I think I was like 3 or 4. My dad was fixing the oven and he was like hammering nails or something, and he was kneeling down facing the oven, and I was walking behind him to go into the laundry room or something. And when he swung the hammer back, the two like parts of the hammer that you use to take out nails, they slid like all the way down the length of my leg, like really hard. Yeah, and it hurt really bad, and there were marks for like a few years. I don't know how, but the scars went away. They just disappeared someday. But yeah, those were wounds for a long time.
Oh God, I'm like cringing at the thought.
He didn't mean to. I promise he didn't, like, beat me with a hammer. It was an accident.
If you say so. Okay, for me, I played a lot of sports growing up, so I had a lot of injuries. But I think the worst one, basically, I'm an old man, So one time I slipped a disc. I was playing tennis, and it was like in the middle of a game. And I guess while I was serving the ball, I just bent too far back.
Yeah.
And I just slipped something. But I didn't realize how bad it was, so I just kept playing. And I won.
Yeah.
But then, like, after the game was over, I, like, sat down and finally, like, all the adrenaline was gone. And I was like, oh god, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, I became an old man at age 17.
Sounds legit.
Yeah. Now there's, like, kids on my lawn, and it's terrible.
Oh my god. How do you survive that? Okay.
Okay, number four. What is the most unusual food you've ever eaten?
I haven't eaten very many unusual foods. Let's see. Well, I don't know. I've eaten lots of foods from different countries. Like, I've eaten a lot of different foods. I just don't know if any of them were, like, unusual. They weren't really... Oh, actually, no, I do. I have, because I know in the swamp, I learned at a pretty young age, like, which things are safe and unsafe to eat. And I guess most people would consider that unusual. And I don't even know what the plants are called, but there are these ones that look like little green balls, and they taste like batteries, which doesn't sound like it would be, like, safe to eat, but they are safe to eat.
Why do you know what batteries taste like?
It's like how you would imagine batteries to taste. It's, like, super metallic.
I can't imagine what batteries would taste like.
Okay, well, if you tasted this plant, you would be like, yeah, that tastes like a battery. It just tastes like a battery. And they're safe to eat. And they're in the swamp. So there you go.
I don't want to taste batteries.
Good. But I mean, if you're like stranded, it's better than eating like something that you don't know is safe, even if they taste shitty.
I guess so. The weirdest thing I've ever eaten. I don't know, I feel like I've eaten a lot of weird things, but I guess, like, a live squid?
Dang, that's pretty intense.
Yeah, I was in Korea, staying with my grandparents. I think I was in high school. And one day for dinner, they just brought out some live squid. And I was like, oh, okay. And it actually tasted really good. But you had to be careful of the tentacles, because they would latch onto the inside of your...
Ooh.
Like, cheek. So you had to, like, bite down on it as soon as you put it in your mouth. And then my grandpa dared me to eat, like, the head part of the squid. And, like, there was ink everywhere.
Ew!
But it tasted good. I was really surprised.
So do you, like, season it with something? Or is it, like, just squid?
We ate it with this, like, red pepper paste.
Interesting. Okay.
But yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. I was just gonna say, the first time I tried to eat one of the tentacles, I almost, like, choked because it, like, tried to latch onto the inside of my mouth.
Ah.
I was like, oh god, ah.
Okay, what is the most unique animal you've ever touched?
Unique animal. I don't. Probably my little brother. Just kidding. I don't know. I don't think I've touched many animals in my life, that especially ones that are like unique.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I've touched unique animals, but I've definitely touched things that people don't touch, even if they're not, like, unique, I guess. Like, I've touched alligators and eels and jellyfish a lot. Well, I guess most people have touched jellyfish at, like, the beach and stuff. I've handled, tulalus.
Ooh.
A lot. Do you know what those are?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. I had close ties to the biology, the marine biology department at like a university when I was growing up. And so I would help out at lots of events. And Tulalus were like one of the things that we showed off to like little kids to touch and stuff. So I like handled the Tulalu petting zoo, basically.
What did it feel like?
They're just little crabs. They crawl around and they're like meow, 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 meow. Exactly like that.
Those exact sound effects.
Yep. Okay. Oh wait, no, you. Wait, did you say?
I kind of said I haven't touched many animals. Well, there was one time where I was visiting a biology lab that worked with snakes, but that's not really unique.
Yeah, it is.
I guess. I mean, there are like hundreds of them. It was weird.
Cool. Okay, what is the most expensive gift you've ever bought for someone, and how much did it cost, and who was it for? I don't buy expensive things for like anyone. Sounds so mean.
I'm more of a sentimental gifter.
Yeah, me too. I make things for people a lot.
I try to like get things that mean something just between us.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, I helped my brother buy a computer. I didn't buy the entire thing, but I helped him pay for it for his birthday.
All right.
Does that count?
Yeah, totally.
Yay. I'm not a cheapskate, I swear.
I still am. Okay, which three countries would you least like to live in and why?
Is Antarctica a country?
It's a continent.
Can it be both?
No, because it doesn't have like a government or anything. It's a landmass, not like a.
But do you need a government to be a country? Like,
I don't know. I feel like you do. Like,
I feel like it doesn't need a government to be a state.
It doesn't have to be a good government. I don't know. Like, Australia, we don't just call Australia a continent. We call it a country because it's made up of states. And it has like it's like organized somehow, but Antarctica is just like freaking penguins.
Well, we also Australia, like the Oceania area, also includes other countries too.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to the question.
Okay.
North Korea.
Oh,
because yeah. Obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't want to die.
There's three, though. Three countries.
I have to think of two more?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to offend someone.
It's okay. It's the internet. What's the worst that can happen?
Maybe Russia, just because I feel like... Well, no, there's cool stuff in Russia, though.
Yeah. Russia has a lot of really cool, like, history, for sure.
Yeah.
Also, like, I mean, sure, Siberia is kind of a wasteland, but it's also really pretty. If you look at it from, like, far away.
This is hard, because I feel like every country has its merits.
Yeah.
Except North Korea.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of countries in the Middle East, they're not bad places to live. It's just like right now they would probably be bad places to live.
Right.
Because of all the hard times they're having. But it's not like they're bad. It's just they're going through some rough times.
Right. And being a foreigner would probably also be dangerous there.
Yeah.
How many countries does that count as?
I don't know. We can share those answers, though. That's what I say.
Okay, we're sharing answers.
Yeah. So I guess North Korea, some Middle Eastern countries currently, and some Middle Eastern countries can just cover the other two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's gotta be at least two, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Question number 8. If you could make just one change to this world, what would it be and why?
I mean, if we're talking about, like, changing one core thing about humanity, like, from all time, like, right now, I wouldn't just force the world to be vegan if it hasn't, or humans to be vegan if they haven't been used to it. And if they hadn't been used to it, because I know, like, that would, like, seriously jolt the world. But if I could, like, alter history to where eating animal products, at least to the extent that we have been doing for the past hundreds, thousands of years, if that could just be, like, kind of lessened, and, like, I guess I just wish there wouldn't be as much of that going on as there is. Yeah.
I would make myself supreme ruler of the world.
That works.
I'm just kidding. I'm not sure. I feel like I wouldn't want to mess with anything.
Yeah.
Like, if it's something that would make humanity better, part of me is like, well, would it be worth making it better that way if humanity didn't achieve it, like, on our own?
Yeah, definitely. Good point.
So I'll just stick to being supreme ruler.
Okay, yep. Are you gonna be our Kim Jong-un ill person?
No, because they'd probably make a mean movie about me.
Oh, yeah, that would suck. I would definitely be the worst person. I mean, the worst thing that could happen if you did that.
Yeah.
Totally not worth it if someone makes a bad movie.
It was funny, though.
Yeah, it was. You ask.
I ask. Okay. If you could wake up tomorrow and be fluent in 3 additional languages, which would you choose?
Oh, goodness. that language, the one that I just babbled.
English.
Okay, let's see. I would love to speak... they have all those languages that haven't been deciphered by, like, historians yet. I would want to speak those languages. Yeah.
So 3 languages that we don't even know exist?
Well,
I guess we know they exist.
Yeah, we know they exist, but, and there are, like book, not, you know, books the way we think of them now, but, like, scrolls and tablets and stuff. Like, and if you could understand those languages, you could reveal so much about history that we don't know yet. Because we know nothing about these cultures except that they had a form of writing.
Jesus, your answers are so much more selfless than mine.
Oh, I mean, I would speak the language of the killers of the week. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I was trying to be really selfish.
I think you did a really good job.
Thank you.
If I had to choose 3 languages, one of them would definitely be Spanish. Partly because right now, where I work, a lot of our clients don't speak English and they only speak Spanish. And it's, like, super hard to find, like, translators, and, like, even making a simple phone call to them can take, like, a day of setting up.
Yeah.
So short term, that'd be the reason. Long term, it's just a very good language to know if you live in America.
Yep.
Second, I would choose Chinese Mandarin. Partly because it's like one of the hardest languages to learn just outright. And then China will probably rule the world one day.
Fair point.
Yeah. And then third would be Arabic.
Arabic looks so pretty. Oh my gosh. I love looking at Arabic writing.
It's like artsy and shit.
Yes. So gorgeous. Okay. Which would you rather out of these three options? A, be good looking and extremely intelligent, but so poor you live on the streets. B, be extremely intelligent and a millionaire, but what society classes as ugly. Or C, be good looking and a millionaire, but extremely academically challenged. Why?
It would have to be one of the first two.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if I were good looking and a millionaire, but academically challenged, I wouldn't be able to really do much with the former two things.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards being good looking and intelligent, but living on the streets, because I feel like if you're good looking and intelligent, you could probably get yourself off the streets.
Yeah. Yeah, you could go into like the modeling industry.
Yeah. Or go to school and do something that makes a lot of money.
Yeah, I feel like I would go with B. Just because, like, who cares if you're ugly when you're a freaking millionaire? There are so many, like, ugly millionaires that are still, like, loved by society.
True.
Like, no one cares once you're a millionaire.
Also, depending on how you feel about it, you could get surgery.
Yeah. What are the top 10 movies to make you cry? Okay, how about we each do 5 to make it a little...
I don't even think I could think of 5, but okay. I can't even think of one.
Oh. Come on.
I don't cry easily, especially during like movies and stuff.
I cry very easily during movies, and I never laugh in movies, or extremely rarely. Like, I just don't find, like, even if they're funny, I just, my brain doesn't react in like the laughing way. I just laugh in my head and not out loud.
You blow air out of your nose faster than usual.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I guess the question does say, or at least make you sad.
Yep.
Do they have to be movies?
No. Let's expand it.
Okay, because then I can definitely think of one. Anohana, the anime?
I've watched the first 2 episodes for that.
Oh god, you have to finish it. It's like my favorite ever. But seriously, like, oh god, it's to the point where even like listening to the song makes me want to tear up.
Aww. Okay, maybe I'll finish it.
Good.
One movie that always makes me cry, like no matter what, is A Little Princess, which no one knows that movie.
I don't know this movie.
I think it was made in like the 95 maybe, but it's about like a little a girl who goes to a boarding. It takes place during World War One, and like the main girl goes to a boarding school, and she's I don't know, like maybe 11 or 12 or something. 11 feels right in my head. And her dad is in the war, her mom's dead, and then while she's in the boarding school, spoiler alert for everyone if you want to watch a movie, her dad dies, and so then she's an orphan, and she becomes a servant, and it's just super, super, super sad.
Oh god.
Yeah.
That sounds heavy.
Yeah. And I cried when I watched Clannad.
Oh, sure. God, yeah.
Let's see. I cried when I watched Fruits Basket, too.
I haven't seen it.
I didn't cry a lot, but I cried enough that I can definitely say I cried. That was, Fruits Basket was the first anime that I watched, like, of my own accord. I loved Sailor Moon when I was a kid, but it was kind of just, like, my parents rented it from, like, Blockbuster or something and handed it to me. So it doesn't really count as, like, my first anime because it happened to me, you know?
Right.
Same with Pokemon. But yeah, Fruits Basket was, like, the first thing that I found all by myself on Netflix, and then it was mailed to me, and then I watched it.
Oh, God, back when Netflix actually mailed it to you instead of just, like, streaming it.
Other movies.
Oh, there's this one movie. I don't know what it's called because I was pretty little when I watched it. It's a Korean movie, and basically the premise was, like, this rich family goes on, like, a cruise, and the kid of the family, this little boy, he finds a stowaway on the cruise, and he, like, befriends him, and he, like, brings him food, and they hang out and have fun and stuff like that, but things, like, start going bad on the cruise, like, they get stranded and stuck and stuff.
Oh, no.
And at some point, like, the stowaway gets, like, found out, and they try to, like, chase him off, but they're on a boat in the middle of the ocean. And, yeah, it was really sad. And I remember crying, but I don't remember what it was called.
Yeah. But that's, when you said, like, they were crying, like, yeah, that's another way for movies. Like, if the characters cry, I definitely start empathetically, like, kind of wanting to cry, too. Like, I mean, if it has to already be sad in the first place a little bit, but I have a feeling that a lot of the movies that make me cry, if the characters weren't crying, then I wouldn't have cried. Even if, like, the lines were exactly the same and the plot was the same and stuff. But, like, just seeing them cry, it makes me so sad.
Especially, like, the cry where they're just broken and like there's just nothing they can do / like they're just completely destroyed.
I cried a lot when I played Kingdom Hearts. Freaking love that game, the whole franchise. Birth by Sleep wrecked my soul.
Oh God, I've only been waiting for Kingdom Hearts 3 for like over 10 years.
Yep. Hashtag same. So good. So good. I cried in Final Fantasy 13-2 when, spoiler alert, when Sarah dies.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
No, I've already played it, but okay. It just, like, reminded me.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, I'm sad
really
now.
It was sad. Like, it was so beautiful when it happened, how she, like, fell, and he caught her, and it was just so sad. It was just it was so beautiful. Gosh. Okay, what is the scariest nightmare you've ever had? Describe it in detail.
Oh my God, this is hard. I've had a lot of nightmares.
Me too.
There is one I had semi-recently, mm-hmm. where I like accidentally somehow went into the future.
Oh no.
And like everything was terrible. Like one of my best friends was dead, like another one of my best friends like absolutely hated me, and like apparently I had like died at some point. And everything was, like, my fault. Like, one of my friends, like, had lost his family, and I had something to do with it. Same with the one that ended up dying. I was somehow at fault. And then, like, one of my friends was in jail, and apparently he got framed for something I did.
Aww.
And it was... I was like, I remember trying so desperately. I was like, please just take me back to the past. Like, I'll fix everything. I'm sorry.
Oh, I would have cried if I saw that movie. Yeah, I have like a ton of nightmares. And I have like a reoccurring theme in a lot of my nightmares. So I'm just going to talk about that instead of saying like a specific one, because this is like the scariest theme that happens. But it's like mass death, like some sort of Holocaust. And it happens in so many of my nightmares. And there, or it's not always like some kind of Holocaust. Sometimes it's like some, like an epidemic or like a plague. And sometimes it's a natural disaster. But usually the scariest ones are when it's actually a Holocaust. And I am one of the people that are involved in, or not involved. I'm one of the people that's being killed or whatever. And in all of these, in all the different renditions of this nightmare, I'm always trying to protect someone or something that's like really, really close to me. And some of the dreams in high school, it was almost always my section, my saxophone section, because in high school, there was a year's gap in between me and the people that were younger. So no, there were 2 years, because I was, yeah, there was a 2 year gap between me and anyone that was younger than me in the section. So like they were my babies, and I was the section leader, and because like they were freshmen and I was a junior, and they were just so small and so wonderful and so nice. And in all these dreams, they would be dying or they would be like pulled away from me. In one of them, I remember the people at, and this one like very specifically, I remember it taking place in Russia. Speaking of Russia, and we were in like some kind of church or something. And they had gathered us, or the people with the guns had gathered all of the people that they were killing inside of this church. And they were making us run in circles, and they would randomly shoot people that were running. And I remember, like, and if you slowed down or stopped, then they would, like, definitely shoot you. But most of the shots were just random. And I remember one of the girls in my section, she was running, and I could hear the shot happen, and I saw her body fall to the ground, and I wanted so desperately to run to her and like do something, not just keep running, but I couldn't stop running because I had to keep going to stay alive. Oh, it was terrible. And then in another one of the dreams, I had a daughter. I don't have a daughter in real life. But in one of the dreams, I had a daughter, and she had found a tunnel to escape this, like, big facility where they had brought us and they were going to kill us all. And I can't remember why, but for some reason, maybe it was just, like, to make sure that what was through the tunnel was safe, I was going to go before her in the tunnel, and she was behind me. And the tunnel was really, really dark. And as we were crawling, and it was really small, once you went in, you couldn't really turn around. You had to, like, go backwards if you wanted to get out. I could hear her body being dragged out behind me by the guards, and I wanted to go back and get her, but I was too scared, and so I just kept crawling forwards, and I got out, and it was terrible. It was terrible. Ugh. Ugh. Yeah, I've had a lot of dreams like that.
Oh god.
Those are the worst.
Your dreams sound like those books you read where, like, people go through, like, during wartime or stuff like that, or during the Holocaust, like, all the terrible things that happened to them. It sounds like that.
Yeah. 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 Okay, you asked the question.
Okay. Would you rather raise 25 children or have the chance of, wait, would you rather raise 25 children or have the chance of ever having children taken away? Why?
That's easy. I would not have kids. It's very easy.
Wait, I think the question assumes you have kids either way, right? So the first choice is you have 25 children, and the second choice is you have a normal amount of children, but there's a chance they get taken away from you.
Okay, wait, would you rather raise 25 children, or it's saying make the chance go away, make the chance of having kids go away, or have the chance of ever having...
Oh, I get the question now.
Yeah, there's, okay. It's like, it. There's a, it's not really a dangling participle, it's a dangling something.
Yes.
But it's like, yeah, I see what you were reading, like, of ever having children taken away.
Right.
Instead of ever having children taken away.
Okay, so yeah, okay. Cannot have children at all.
Yeah.
Or raise 25 children.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just never have children at all.
Oh. This one's harder for me. I do want to have children someday, but not 25.
Yeah.
I think I would rather not have children than have 25 children.
Yeah, same. Okay, would you rather go on a relaxing beach-type holiday to the Caribbean? Caribbean? What do you say?
Well, if we're talking about the movie, it's Pirates of the Caribbean, but otherwise I say Caribbean.
Okay. Would you rather go on a Would you rather go on a relaxing beach trip holiday to the Caribbean? I stumbled again. To a relaxing beach trip holiday on the Caribbean, or a cultural holiday to... Oh, I was going to say it in an accent, but then I was afraid of being racist. A cultural holiday to Japan, or an adventure-packed holiday to South Africa.
I'm not an adventure-y type, so probably not the last one. But between those two, it's really hard. Because I enjoy both.
Me too. I think it would depend on if I'm going alone or with another person.
That's true.
Actually, I would probably rather go alone for all three.
I think I would rather go alone for the cultural holiday.
Yeah, but I would alone, assuming that I can speak Japanese,
right,
or somehow communicate. If I couldn't, then I would like another person that could.
I feel like a beach type holiday where you're like relaxing and kicking back and having fun, that would be more fun with other people.
Yeah, maybe.
I think I'd go with Japan though. If it were any other country, I might go with the first. But I've wanted to go to Japan for such a long time.
Yeah, same reasons too. That is what I would choose.
All right. If you went to a desert island for just 6 months, but could only take one album with you, what would you take?
Duh! Phantom of the Opera 25th anniversary cast recording.
That was so specific.
It's that was the best amazing. One.
I don't know
if that even counts as an album. It's a soundtrack, but whatever. You go.
Do people even listen to albums anymore? I just go on YouTube.
I don't know. Just...
I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't really care. If I'm on a desert island for like 6 months, I feel like I'd worry about other things.
Yeah. Good point. You could get songs that are like building songs and working songs and slave songs. They could make you motivate you to work harder.
Could I take an album of like Audio Candy recordings?
Yeah, as soon as someone makes an album.
Yeah.
Tits.
I choose that one. Okay. Put these in order of your favorite movie genre to least: horror, action, thriller, adventure, superhero, romance, drama, comedy, musical, and dance.
Oh god, that's such a long list.
Wait, is it musical and dance, or musical and dance?
Oh, Oxford commas.
This is why you use Oxford commas.
My stomach just growled really loudly. Musical and dance? Musical and dance. Let's assume that it's musical and dance.
Okay.
As like one thing. Well, first for me would be musical and dance. And then musical and dance. Then drama. Maybe? Yeah, okay. Yeah, then drama. Then adventure, it really depends on what kind of adventure. Like, if it's, like, really magical and whimsical, then adventure would be first. But if it's just, like a more action-y adventure, then romance would be before adventure. So I don't know. So then either after drama, it would be either romance, then adventure, or adventure, then romance. And then horror. And then action. No, horror and then thriller and then action. Yeah.
What about comedy? Did you say comedy?
Oh, shit, snit. Did not say that, I swear, I would never. Okay, comedy would go between drama and adventure.
I think mine would go probably superhero first.
Oh, I never said superhero either.
Did you not?
Superhero would go between horror and thriller. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Okay. I mean, superhero movies tend to be action movies.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
So I think that's why I didn't say them.
Also, in my head, like, horror and thriller go together too.
Yeah.
I feel like some horror/thriller movie connoisseur is gonna, like, rage at me, but... But yeah, so mine would go superhero, and kind of the same with you, like, depends what kind of adventure, but assuming it's the kind of adventure I like, fantasy-y, fun,
yeah,
then that would go second. Probably then, comedy and drama, but I don't know which one's first.
Yeah, because it just depends on what's a better drama and what's a better comedy, right? Because there are really, really bad dramas, and there are really bad comedies, too.
I feel like I would rather watch a bad comedy than a bad drama, though.
Okay, that's a fair point. I did not think
so. So I'll go comedy, then drama.
Mm-hmm.
And then... romance, and then musical and dance, action, thriller, horror, because I don't really know the difference.
Well, there's like the suspenseful kind of horror that's like creepy and like makes you stare at corners for hours at night, and then like thrillers can also be like because horror more often than not has to do with something supernatural. Thrillers, first of all, I feel like are more like jump scary, even though jump scary things can definitely be in horror movies. And also thrillers can have like real life people, or not real life, like they can have not supernatural things in them, more like a murderer is chasing you. Or there was what's that famous director's name? Steven Spielberg. I think one of his like first movies was literally just like a really big truck following a small truck on the road, and it was like this on this really long highway, and it was just scary because the truck kept following him and it kept getting closer and closer. That would be like a thriller, but not a horror.
That sounds creepy as fuck.
Yeah, it was creepy. It was like one of those mind-bending thrillers, because it was so plausible, you know, like that could actually happen. And right. As the movie went on, like at the beginning, it was just like, okay, we're on the long stretch of highway. This big truck is following me. It was like an 18-wheeler. This big 18-wheeler is following me. It's, you know, whatever for the first few hours. But then it just kept following him, and they got to the point where it kept getting closer and closer and closer. So the main guy was like speeding up a whole bunch, and then they would like stop for gas at the same place. But you never ever saw the driver of like the really big one.
That's scary.
Yeah, it was scary.
I would probably drive up to a police station.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. If you had to lose one of the five senses, which would you choose and why?
Okay, so there's sight, hearing, smell, touch, and taste.
Mm-hmm.
Probably smell, because I already can't really smell things.
Yeah.
Because I have like a nose thing that I was supposed to get surgery for like 3 years ago, and I keep putting it off.
Yeah, I would probably choose smell too.
But I feel like if you choose smell, it also ruins your sense of taste.
Yeah, good point. But it doesn't ruin it that much, you know? I don't know. I mean, I feel like the three obvious choices are between, like, taste, touch, and smell.
Yeah.
Because they're, like, not minor, but, you know, minor.
You don't rely on them as much for, like, yeah. Everyday things.
And then taste is just so wonderful, and touch would just be so awkward to not have. And also, like, bad smells are icky.
But bad sounds, like, are icky, and yeah, ugly things are not nice to look at.
But, okay, for taste and touch, like, you can choose not to eat bad things, you can choose not to touch bad things, but, like, when it comes to smell, if you get into a gross room, it's just, you can't control it, it just smells gross.
I guess so. Although, I feel like if I gave up my sight, in terms of, like, I don't know how to phrase it, like, understanding more about yourself and about the world and stuff, I feel like it would help the most with self-development.
Yeah. That is something that I feel like I've thought about so much, but it's just, like, it would be so scary, you know? It's almost one of those decisions where, like, yeah, you're right, that, like, losing your sight would probably make you develop more as a person out of losing all of those. So if you want to make it, you know, not an opinion thing and just look at it, like, objectively, then you could say that choosing sight to lose is, like, the right choice, but it's also, like, the scariest, right? Yeah. It's just not, like, is it worth the risk? Would you actually develop? Would you be able to handle it? It's scary.
I also, like, the other senses, if you lose them, you could still be a very self, like, you wouldn't be dependent on others, really.
Mm-hmm.
But for sight, eventually you could probably learn to be independent, but mm-hmm. for a long time I feel like you would always need supervision.
Yeah. I listened to a podcast a few months ago. It was Radiolab, and I can't remember what episode, but there was a blind person who had been, I can't remember if he had been blind since he was born or if he became blind like when he was really, really young. But he was really, really independent, and he refused to have like a lot of help with like navigating the world. And he actually like developed sonar.
What?
Yeah, and then he like teaches it to other people, and it's not just him. Like now, like it's not, there's not like a lot of people, but there's like enough people that it's a thing that some blind people have like sonar.
I think I've seen a documentary on that before actually, but it was like this teenager, and he would make clicking sounds, and
yeah.
He eventually learned how to skateboard. because
yes, he could, like, the thing.
Yeah, because he could tell, like, where stuff was.
Yeah. That was the thing.
Yeah.
I guess it's more like, are echolocation and sonar the same thing?
I would say for our purposes, yes. I'm sure they have, like, scientific-y distinctions.
Yeah, I don't know. Either way, that. Blind people can do that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, what have been the top three brilliant days of this year? Describe them in as much or as little detail as you like. Let's just do one each.
Yeah, this one's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. I feel like this year I haven't had any, like, mind-blowingly good days where I've been like, I'm going to remember this forever. But, I mean, I've had pretty good days.
I'm trying to think. There has to be one. This is hard. Because I don't think I had any days this year where, like, it just stuck out as, like, oh my god, this was just the perfect day.
Same.
But I had good days.
Mm-hmm. There was one day when I, like, spent the whole day. I went back home, and I spent, like, an entire day hanging out with one of my friends from high school. And, that was pretty fun. I guess, like, that one's kind of standing out to me as what might have been the best day. Because we met up in the park, and I found this really cool stick. Like, because I got to the park before him, and I found this really cool stick. And then when he came, I was like, I'm not dropping this stick. It's really cool. And so for the first, like, few hours, we literally just, like, walked around, and he caught me up on, like, all the small town drama that I had missed out on. And we talked about, you know, what we were doing and blah, blah, blah. And then eventually there was, like, a huge lull in the conversation, and he was like, you know what? That is a pretty nice stick. Let's go to Michael's and, like, buy some things to decorate that stick. So we, like, drove to Michael's, and I live in a very small town. Our town doesn't have a Michael's. We drove, like, 30 minutes out of town to get to Michael's, and we bought, like, really cheap, like, ribbons and, like, Christmas, like, undecorated Christmas tree ornaments. And we made it, and we went back to his house, and we, like, made a really cool magical looking staff and, like, wrote runes on the sides, and we, like, sanded the whole thing down, and yeah, it's a pretty cool day.
Man, that must have been some stick.
It was some stick, let me tell you.
I still can't think of anything. Maybe. Like, even this though, it wasn't, like, that amazing. It was just fun. When I went to Atlantic City, it was for a club, and there was, like, 20 of us, and we just rented out this huge house. And, I don't know, we hung out there, we went to the casino, and, like, we went to some clubs. And I'm not usually the type that likes those kinds of things, but it was just, like, being there with so many people, like, meeting people who I kind of knew, but actually getting to know them better. And then one of my closest friends now, we knew each other, but we weren't that close before. And it was kind of like that trip that made us close. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as exciting as your stick, though. Okay, what do you believe we as human beings take most for granted in this world?
This world?
Hey. That works.
I mean, I think, like, one of the things that people so often forget is that, like, Earth was not made for humans. You know? Like, we didn't come to the world. We didn't evolve from monkeys as some kind of, like, as some kind of great evolutionary achievement of the world, where, like, now we have humans, now the world will be better. I mean, if anything, it was, like, obviously the opposite, but, like, we are very lucky to be here, and the more we, a lot of environmentalists talk about how, like, you know, we're destroying the planet and stuff. We're not destroying the planet. The planet is gonna go on very easily without humans. We're destroying our own chance at life. Yeah. That's what we take for granted.
I'm nodding, but you can't see. I'm just, like, sitting here nodding. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. My answer would be just the complexity of other people's lives. Like,
yeah.
We all see our own lives, and there's just so much to it, right? Like, you have years on years worth of stories, you have all these experiences that have shaped who you are. Like, every decision you make isn't just, like, a simple decision. It's shaped by, like, a million different things that have ever happened to you, like, and even before you were born, just, like, how you ended up being the person you are, like, genetically and through the environment. And I think a lot of times we forget, like, everyone else is like that too.
Yep.
Like, everyone else has, like, years and years worth of stories, and everyone else has demons, everyone else has things they're proud of, things they're not so proud of. But a lot of times we just see a person and we're just like, oh, just another person.
They're an NPC.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of times I forget, like, a lot of times I'm like, oh, woe is me, or, like, I can justify, I don't know, if I do something bad, I can justify saying, like, oh, well, these things happened to me and that's how I ended up doing that. But so can every single other person in this world.
I'm nodding.
We'll just nod at each other.
Yeah.
Through Skype.
Okay. Last question. How many concerts have you been to in your life, and which was your favorite? If you have not been to one, who would you most like to see? After all these questions, that one's, like, so random.
I like the other questions better.
Yeah, me too. I've only been to one concert in my life, and it was really bad. It was like an outdoor concert where they had, like, a whole bunch of different musicians come and play. But, like, the big finale was, okay, first of all, this is, like, 2010, way after this guy's prime was over. And so it's kind of hilarious that this was the big finale, but it was Jesse McCartney.
Oh, man. Does that thing take me back?
Yeah. And, I mean, he's a good singer, and it was an alright show, but, like, it was just, like, this free outdoor concert that was, yeah, it was whatever. I guess that's the best one.
I haven't been to very many concerts either, though I wish I had been to more. I've been to 3, I think. The first one was, like, during orientation at, like, for college, and it was Vampire Weekend. And I didn't even really know who they were at the time.
Yeah.
And I don't remember how the concert was because I didn't really pay attention. The second one was Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, which was actually cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I actually do like them.
Yeah,
and
me too.
Even though they only have, like, that one song that everyone knows, it was still fun. And it was on my birthday, and I was trying to be, like, lazy and stay in for my birthday, but my friends forced me to go, so that was fun. And then the last one was a Samsui concert.
That's the person that does covers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was fun because there was only like 40 or 50 of us, like, in the crowd. It was a very like small private concert, and I like got a signature and like got to talk to him, and
that's awesome.
Like afterwards we went out and got a drink.
What? That's so cool.
Yeah, it was very surreal. I was like, oh my god, this is someone famous, and I'm just like sitting here having a drink with him.
Literally the only reason I know he exists is because I don't even want to say that. In middle school I had another YouTube account. And it is long gone and deleted now, so it's never gonna be found. But I made Kingdom Hearts music videos on it.
AMVs?
Yeah. And I needed a boy version of, and I can't remember what song it was. I needed a boy version of a famous song, and so I was looking around and I used one of his for the AMV. But that's the only reason I know he exists. I'm surprised I recognized his name when you said it.
Yeah, he's gotten pretty big.
Yeah, I have no idea what he's doing now, but I used one of his songs in one of my AMVs when I was like 13.
Oh, and
maybe older than 13. I don't know. Okay, go on.
There are two concerts that I didn't go to, but I really regret because they're at my school and they're free.
Aww.
The first one was Macklemore, and this was like 5-6 years ago, so no one knew who he was, and like most people in my school actually didn't go because they're like, who's this guy? And now he's Macklemore.
Yeah.
And then the other one is B.O.B. which was also a free concert at my school, and they're like, they were big, but not as big. Like, they weren't at their peak yet. They're gonna get bigger. So, I really regret not going, because I was like, who are these people?
I've seen bands play before, but I don't know if I would call it a concert, you know?
I still call that a concert. Well, I guess it depends, like, how they did it.
Yeah, like, they were, like, really local, small-town bands that were performing at places. I don't know if I would call them concerts. I also don't remember any of the band's names, so...
I've been to ones like that before, too, and I never remember their names.
Yeah.
I'll forget while they're playing.
Mm-hmm. I'm really bad at sitting through I've been to lots of classical concerts. I didn't even consider that, but I've been to a lot of those because I lived close to a university that had a lot of them, and I also was in a few, and I went to some with my friends who were in them because, you know, as a band camp, that's what you do. You go to concerts.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
In that case, I've been to tons.
Yeah, I've been to millions.
Not quite millions, but tons.
Yeah.
I think we're out of questions now.
Yep. Looks like we're out of questions.
Yay!
Yay! Thank you so much for doing this with me.
Thank you so much for doing it with me.
Okay, well, bye everyone.
Bye.
And thanks for listening.